There are real questions in Washington when it comes to the revelations about President Donald J. Trump and his conversation with then FBI Director James Comey. Was he actually trying to obstruct justice when he asked Comey not to investigate then National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who was being investigated for his involvement with Russia as it connects to the 2016 presidential election? Then also there is concern as to what President Trump told Russian leaders in the Oval Office about the issues of intelligence when it comes to planes and ISIS. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says President Trump did not have the information, the most secret information, source and methods to deliver to the Russians when he had that conversation. But with all this, people are trying to figure out what is happening. Very serious issues. I talked with former Obama Deputy Secretary of State P.J. Crowley.
With regard to the FBI investigation, it's going to be critically important that the new FBI director commit himself to independence. Trump wanted loyalty from James Comey and wasn't satisfied with the answer that he got, over dinner. That's fundamental to the future of the Trump administration. He's got to let a credible investigation proceed regarding what happened during the 2016 election. With respect to intelligence, I think we have a situation where the president is unfortunately showing his lack of depth. He doesn't understand intelligence. He doesn't understand the sensitivity of it. And he obviously doesn't understand how to use it. I'd like to think that this was just a part of a growing pain, but the president, does not appear to read. He has a short attention span. He doesn't know what he doesn't know, and I think that's what came out in terms of his relatively cavalier reaction to these questions over the possible compromise of sensitive intelligence.
You were once in national security during the Clinton administration. You worked with intelligence issues, I guess, too, when you were Secretary of State. I mean, when you were in state.
I was a consumer of intelligence. Yes.
In the Obama years. Sources and methods, does it say something that this president did not get the sources and methods for this conversation? Because sources and methods is the most sensitive and deepest intelligence that you can get.
I mean, there's still a lot that we don't know. It's still unclear, what the potential damage here is in terms of the intelligence itself. Certainly, it's going to raise eyebrows, with our intelligence partner. It's been reported it's Israel, over whether they are confident the United States government will protect secrets that they provide to us, for our shared interests. I think that to me a larger question, is why did the president believe that it was useful to share sensitive intelligence with these two Russian officials? And I think that, he's having a hard time putting Russia in perspective. Russia did interfere, in our election in 2016. Russia does not share our interest in terms of what has to happen in Syria. Russia does not share our beliefs in what has to happen in a country like Ukraine. Russia is trying to undermine the liberal, global order. There's a blind spot here that I think that this latest episode reinforces, just is that Donald Trump, based on his campaign rhetoric, still believes that he can have a constructive relationship with the Russian government and Vladimir Putin. I think at the end of the day, he's going to be just as disillusioned as Barack Obama was and just as disillusioned as George W. Bush, was. The reality is that the areas of common interest between Russia and the United States are shrinking, and the areas of friction, if not outright disagreement, are expanding.
April Ryan, AURN News.